Thanks for tuning in to Phoning It In, recorded here at KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis, California, kdvs.org and phoningitin.net. My name's Elisa Rocket, and every week we call up a band to play a live set over the phone, over the radio, and today I'm joined by Andy from A Magic Whistle in Richmond, California. Is that right, Andy?
Yeah, that's right.
Cool. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm really busy today, actually, but... Good.
What else do you have on your schedule today?
Well, I'm moving, not today, but I was looking at a place, and I am playing a show tonight in a couple hours.
Cool. Is that in Oakland? Did I read that right?
Yeah, in Oakland at Lobot Gallery.
For those unfamiliar with your music, what kind of instrumentation are you going to be using today?
Today I will be playing a banjo and some kind of backup accompaniment synthesizers, and some whistling and a little bit of singing.
Cool. Sounds good. Do you want to give it a shot?
Sure. I've got a couple songs on the banjo that I'll play first. All right. Here we go.
Sounds really good.
Good. Thank you.
So, yeah, you make the banjo sound like a oud or a sitar or something. Very.
Yeah, I think there's like a little that kind of Eastern influence.
Yeah, it sounds very exotic.
I kind of feel like the banjo is like America's oud or sitar or something.
Totally.
Mountain sitar.
Yeah, it helps putting it through effects too. Have you studied Eastern music or international
no, not,
music?
No, not formally. I mean, I listen to it, so I guess that's kind of like studying it.
Mm-hmm.
but not like, I've never studied under someone who like knows what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Do you take a lot of influence from it, you feel like?
I think like in general, I just, anything that I listen to and I really like, it's going to like work its way in.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, yeah, in terms of like a melody, there's something about like Eastern melodies that I like. It's not always there in all of my music, but it's there sometimes.
Mm-hmm. What were those two songs called?
The first one was called Ban Jam Joe. And the second one was called Cosmic.
Cool. Yeah, it sounds really good. So you said you had the second set. Does it feature another?
Yeah. So I've got a few more songs that will all just be on. Actually, they'll be on acoustic guitar, which is a little different for me than when I normally play live. But here in my living room, it seemed a little more appropriate. So, yeah, it'll be acoustic guitar and also some background synthesizer, which becomes more prominent at some times. Actually, the very next one that I have is actually just guitar and singing, and it's new. It's a couple of weeks old. It's called Golden Goblin.
Cool. Let's hear it.
All right. Just a second here. I switch some things around. Then they'll play right away. Hopefully it comes through all right. It's a little bit of a rocker. Hopefully the guitar comes through all right. All right, here we go. Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Guitar came through good.
Good.
So I have your CD in front of me now, and it's beautiful. Did you screen print it yourself?
Yeah, I did. I screen printed it on actually a homemade there's only two colors on there, but a homemade screen press that I made out of a sewing table and an old tripod.
Awesome. I love it. When did you release this?
I finished it and I guess released it about a year and a half ago now, actually. But a lot of the music is actually from like several years of recordings.
Mm-hmm. Are you still working on recording now?
Yeah, I am. Actually, I'm working on a new thing right now that I think I'm about halfway through. It's eventually going to be actually a movie and a album together, a movie album.
Cool.
And it's going to be called Vision Magic Voyage. But yeah, I'm about halfway through the music right now and working a lot on recordings. And
what kind of video is going to go along with it?
It's going to be like a voyage. It's going to be like animated and some live footage sort of made to fit in with animation. A voyage that will probably involve underwater as well.
That sounds rad. I wish KDVS could broadcast visual too.
Yeah, it's the future of radio.
I guess. And you just got back from tour, is that right?
Yeah, a little short or a little like California tour shows and Sacramento, Oakland, LA, and San Diego. I got back 2 days ago. And actually, I've been telling people I'm technically still on tour. Tonight's the last day of my tour.
Mm-hmm. So how had you toured before with this project?
No, not with this project. I've toured before with an old band, but this was the first little thing with this one. I've been playing shows around here, around the Bay Area, but that was the first one playing out of town.
So how'd it go?
The shows were really fun. I had a car issue, of course, at one point, but it turns out that my friend who I was staying with in L.A., her dad's a mechanic. So.
Oh, nice. That's an important contact to have on tour. You should have one of those in every state.
Yeah, I need to make more friends with dads who are mechanics.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I think we have a lot of time left. But what's the next set of music you have?
I could play a few more, really. How much time do we have?
I think we're only about halfway through.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. I've got two that I had set up and ready to go, but I could throw another one in here. How about, I know one offhand I can just throw on here. Maybe I'll do two here, and then we'll see how we're doing. All right.
Cool.
Hello?
Hey, that was really pretty.
Thank you.
What's that one called?
I played two. The first one was Golden Energy, it's called. And I actually wrote it sitting by the bay on my lunch break, and there was a giant ship in the bay that said Golden Energy on the side of it.
I wonder was it like a freight ship?
I'm sorry, what?
Was it like a freight ship?
Yeah, it's probably like named after like a terrible like oil company or something like that. But I liked the name of it.
Yeah, I would not have guessed that was the inspiration.
I guess the name, not so much the ship, I guess.
Yeah.
And then the second one was called Mystery Moon. That one is on the CD.
So when I saw you last week, we talked a little bit about what your ideals are kind of for your setup as far as not using, like, digital enhancements through computer programs or something.
Oh, right.
Do you want to talk a little bit about that now?
Sure, yeah. I mean, a lot of what I do would be a lot easier if I had like a computer or something. What I actually use is it's like a combination of some home built stuff and kind of home modified stuff, and then a synthesizer that has like sequences set up in it that I trigger. I tend, I guess, to be more of like a hands on person versus a computer programming type of person, so a lot of my setup is sort of low tech. It's like all kind of things used maybe not the way they're really supposed to be used.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think that goes really well with the ideals of this radio show too.
Right.
Kind of doing it the hard way, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's more fun that way, right?
Totally. I mean, for me, for sure. I like that aspect of like getting your hands on something and building it, or like figuring out the puzzle of how to make it work with what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you just figure out this kind of stuff trial and error, or did you ever take like engineering electronics classes?
No, I mean, I for one semester went to school for electrical engineering, but I don't think I learned anything from
mm-hmm.
it. So most of that kind of stuff is like self-taught in a sort of as needed basis.
That's awesome. That's really refreshing too, because so much of what we see now is all just like done in computer programs.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any problem with it. It's just not me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I admire that. How much do you have left for us?
Let's see. I could do either like one or two more.
I think we have time for a couple more.
A couple more? All right. Yeah, then I'll do two. Here I go. Thank you.
cool. So, let's see. What were those songs called?
The first one was called Sunshiners, TikTokers. That's on the CD, which, by the way, if people are interested in it, they can get it on Bandcamp, amagicwhistle.bandcamp.com. And the second one was called Whistlin'. That one's going to be on the new, or it's already been recorded for the new thing that I'm working on.
Do you have a release date in mind for the weekend?
I did, but it's passed. Hopefully, I'm hoping to finish the whole thing by the end of the year, but it's kind of like a big thing. It's like making a 20 to 30 minute movie is like a big task, I'm finding out.
I started imagining animations after you first talked about it, and I can totally picture it. I think it'll be great.
Yeah, I'm hoping it is, and working really hard on it.
So, magicwhistle.com is a really crazy cool website.
Thanks.
Did you code it yourself?
Yeah, that's my HTML1 experience there.
I like the say hi part a lot.
Yeah, that actually, I didn't really make that myself. That's something pretty cool. It's I'm blanking on the name of it right now, but it's your world of text, and you can actually make your own like sort of blank text message board where people can just type things wherever they want.
Yeah, it's like a chalkboard.
Yeah.
I added some to it.
Oh, good. Thank you. I look at it like every once in a while and see what's been added to the mess.
So that's at magicwhistle.com. And what's the Bandcamp again?
It's just magicwhistle.bandcamp.com.
Cool. Well, thanks for coming on the show, Andy.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, you're welcome. This show will be archived at kdvs.org and phoningitin.net. You can email me at phoningitin@gmail.com if you have show band nominations or questions about the show. Andy, thanks again. I'll talk to you soon. I'm going to go add this CD to the KDVS library so everyone else can enjoy it, too.
All right. Thank you.
I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening and phoning in here on KDVS 90.3 FM.